The metabolism of the earth is changing. If humans actually come from the earth just may be digesting itself. We wear cities on our backs just like the planet wears cities like jewelry for the nighttime sky, as if to say to the universe, hello, hello, this is mankind, the well-documented, mankind, the law-bound, mankind, wearing historical suits made of 100% recycled paper. How ethical. We walk down streets made of processed earth poured onto processed ground. We cushion our path with processed animal skin. We eat processed food and we watch processed news. And we always consume. How reliable. Saw two people awed by flying newspaper in the city. Saw a cop load his sidearm in the bank. Saw a homeless DC man make bonfire in a cement park. Bonfire next door to the Supreme Court, because nobody's word's going to keep him from keeping his hands warm. The Capitol building shares street space with the collapsible tents of thousands. The government sleeps next to the ghetto. And kids in the country afternoon put pennies out of their small hands onto train tracks and stand waiting for hot friction and speed to press out 150 years of United States history and leave behind a smooth copper oval that the thumb likes. Washington, D.C. was designed with military strategy on the mind, a mess of circles and lines to confuse invasion and buy time. The city is a dirty armor that wears on millions. Imagine mankind as the most intrusive dentist you could visit, carving holes and freeways into the sensitive flesh of your mouth. Every volcano, the coughing of blood. Every earthquake, a bitter shiver under a thin blanket. Because mankind, we build cities on the back of this planet. The back of this planet bears the cities that we build. So if we end up one day gone to the sky, we will see more than a darkness at our departure. We want to see the jewelry, the lights of a billion homes, the evidence of human breathing and electricity instead of a dark spot, happy to be rid of unnatural light until its own rotation finds the sun again.